my daughter came running downstairs and she told me, Mama, Vihan fell down. Must be a scratch or a bruise. That's okay. I should take a look. And she said, no, he fell out of the window. I didn't believe her. It was not possible for my child. It was not possible. We opened the door and we looked outside. There on the concrete floor, he was lying on his belly, motionless, unconscious. There was a lot of blood around his head area. It was the most scary scene I have ever seen. I carefully tried to turn him. He wasn't moving. I put him in my lap. Lucinda Jones, working at the IHOP. Hysterically, I was shouting out his name in hope he could respond. Or maybe I just wanted to know that he's alive. There, as soon as we entered South Campus Hospital, a lot of doctors and nurses started attending him. I just stood there motionless. I was numb. She was asking me about my phone number and I was blank. I couldn't remember. All I could recall at that moment was Vihan's name. There are times in life when you gotta crawl, lose your grip, trip and fall. They were doing a lot of things, but they told us once we stabilize him, the better option for him to be Alberta Children's Hospital, and we need to take him there. Walking's easy when the road is flat, them dang. By the time we got him there, his head was swollen almost one third more of the size, and his eyes were barely visible. So we can learn. Honestly, at that time, I was not much bothered about how many injuries are there, how many broken bones. All I wanted him to live at that moment, nothing else, because a chirpy little bubbly guy, within minutes, he's transformed to this motionless thing. That fear of not seeing him again, talking to me, was like tearing me apart. There were a lot of teams, neurosurgeons, cardiologists, eye surgeons, orthopedics, a lot of different teams. They were all monitoring his condition and they were all doing their best. That was the first moment when I realized, you know, they are sharing my sorrow. They also want him to survive the situation just like me. We were very anxious at that time, half praying for a miracle to happen. There were a lot of questions. Will he survive the brain injury? Will he be able to walk again? One of the doctors told me, if you look at the X-ray reports, you will not be able to count the broken pieces of bones. Around his pelvic area, he suffered a major injury where the bone was broken and dislocated from the hip area. He was taken in for a surgery where his bone was first turned around, fixed, and then in the night when he came back, from his chest area to his toe, he was covered in cast. Next 2 days were again crucial for us. The doctor said that yes, the head area, there were a lot of bone broken and that will take time, but it will heal by itself. There was swelling in the brain, but they said there is no major hemorrhage or bleeding that needs to be, you know, they need to operate a surgery on that. No, nothing of that sort. Walking's easy when the road is flat. There were damages around his lung area, so they had put a broad pipe inside his mouth. For the first 4 days, we didn't hear him. We didn't know, will he be able to talk again? We didn't know anything about it. It was only when he was shifted in the normal room that pipe was taken off. And the first word he said to me was, sorry, Mama, I'm sorry. He is a naughty, mysterious boy and he didn't realize what he was doing. I just wanted to hug him tight at that moment because he must be so scared, but he was not able to express it. At that moment, I just wanted to hug him and tell him, it's going to be okay. You're at the right place now. You are going to be fine. There's a word, resilient. I learned the meaning of that word there in that hospital room. Each day, Vihan was doing better than yesterday. His condition was improving. Finally, after 11 days, he was given a discharge. His condition improved miraculously from that point. Every day I'm dropping him off to school, giving him a goodbye hug, telling him, you'll be fine. Just be a little slow and you'll be fine. Life moves forward only. And it moves forward only because of one thing, that is hope. And for me, I think Alberta Children's Hospital is the lighthouse of hope. Because I know accidents will happen, no matter how vigilant, how careful I might be. Accidents will happen. If they can happen to me, they can happen to anyone else. You can go through with whatever you have in your life. It's really wonderful. All thanks to Alberta Children's Hospital, the team of the doctors and the nurses. They are like angels, absolute angels sent from God. But to know that somebody is there as a rock solid support, that feeling can move mountains. So my belief in God and the higher force and the universe, it has been reinforced due to all of this journey.